Hello, dear listeners. My name is Silke, and I'm a pastor of the Lutheran Church in Berlin, Germany. Berthold is also a pastor in Berlin, and we are responsible for more than 15 congregations in our city, Berlin. We have around 70,000 members in our congregations, and altogether we are part of the wider Protestant Church of Berlin and Brandenburg. You will hear more about all the events we do around Gay Pride in Berlin by the two guests who came from Ghana to be part of these activities this year in Berlin, and we are very grateful that they were here this summer. So Berthold and I agreed to give a short idea about what the church situation in regards to the queer community is here in Berlin. That's why we will talk about a couple of questions so that you can get an idea what we are doing here.
Silke, how was the situation for queer people in the church, let's say, 10 to 20 years ago?
That is a very important question, Berthold, because a lot of things have changed within the last couple of years. Let's say 15 to 20 years ago, being queer was very difficult in the church. Many people thought that people shouldn't be respected and the love of queer people should not be respected within the church. Often people were called sinners, homosexuality in general was called a sin, and often people were suffering from being sent out of the church, they were suffering from not being accepted, and there was no respect for their love. And certainly there were no queer pastors within the church, and there was no blessing, no wedding, no any ritual for queer love to show that this love is respected.
Can you tell us about somebody whom you know? Please tell us about her.
Yes, and you already said about her because you know her also very well. It's a very good friend of us, and she grew up in a very Christian, let's say evangelical context, and people were very strict. And from the moment on that she was clear that she was gay, that she was a lesbian, her suffering started. Nobody accepted her. Her family was very cruel to her. The church was sending her out and telling her that as being a sinner, she was not accepted in this context. So then going on and wanting to be a member of the church, wanting to be a part of this community, she tried to do everything, even trying to get married in a, let's say, normal wedding just to cover and to hide. She was treated by very violent conversion therapies with a lot of violence, with a lot of hate, and so she suffered from self-hate for a long time. She is now a member of our church, and any time we do, for example, the service for Gay Pride activities, she is there, and I can see her there being in tears, still suffering, but at the same time so relieved that now she can live and be the person that God meant her to be.
So what has changed within the church in the last couple of years, and how difficult was that progress?
Growing up under very strict church rules, many of us learned to hate themselves, not to be accepted by the church or the church leaders, to be put on shame by communities and families. There was a lot of suffering for people with a lesbian, trans, gay, bi identity, which often comes with hate and violence from childhood on. Often, this was unfortunately supported by church leaders and has brought so much damage and destruction into young teenagers' life and into the community. So we had to bring it to the attention of church leaders that this has nothing to do with the love that God tells us to live, but only with a godless idea of people call normal. We are very grateful that we could see a change within our church toward love and toward Jesus' gospel, who tells us to love your neighbor unconditionally. This is why our church decided to give lesbian and gay couples a marriage blessing and to accept this just as a queer wedding, just like the other weddings and all the rituals we do, just as much, and to respect us, and to respect queer love as much as any other love. Teenagers don't have to hide their identity, and we support all efforts to save them from violence and suicide. And also, the Protestant Church of Berlin takes part in events around the annual Gay Pride Parade. So we are doing a lot of things there. Like this year, we had an international discussion with many people from the queer community from all over the world. We have a big service to also get the blessing and to show that this is a thing that God appreciates. And we also took part in the Pride Parade to invite people from the queer community to be part of the church.
Many people say homosexuality is a sin. What does the Church of Berlin say about that?
We have a slogan that says, hate hurts the soul, but love heals the soul. This is the message of our church. How can love, which Jesus teaches us to give into the world, how can love be wrong? All humans are created in the image of God. It took the Protestant Church a long time to learn that we have to follow the rule of love. This is why we celebrate differences and diversity in our communities. We have queer pastors, and our members don't have to be afraid to live an open queer life within the church. We are united in the one love of our one God. Our church doesn't just follow a society mainstream, but we did also our theological homework, looking at our sacred text, interpreting and evaluating them carefully to understand that we as the Christian church have been wrong to judge against queer people, and that we failed to love all people in the way we were asked by God. This is why we, as the main Protestant Church of Berlin, take part in the events of Gay Pride and other activities together with our queer community, because this is what God told us to do.
So that means everything is fine now in the Protestant Church? Or which problems do you have to face in your work?
You know, there is never everything fine, and still we have to do a lot of work. We are still, and the queer community is still often challenged by hate and also by violence, and we are very worried because the violence is increasing these days. We are very happy that the church supports, but still there are still Christians who say that this is not part of what church should be, and we have to convince them and make it very clear that love cannot be divided, and any love is what Jesus told us. So this is why we will go on, and this is why we support people, also people from other countries who challenge even more hate and even more violence, to find a safe haven here in the place of as a church and in Berlin as well. We are very happy to support and at the same time to still go on with our challenge.